Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Shore Park, James Seltzer with you. What up, E?
Draft day.
It is. Ace draft the day. Pick, right?
Ace the pick. I'm all in, obviously. By the time
you've definitely made your position known.
Here's the one thing.
Here's where Can I guess?
Can I guess what you're don't care?
Yeah. So I was going to say you're all in. Is there a no in?
Right.
Because that's where I am. I'm at the not in.
Well, all right. Phrase. So let me give two things first. First, that in all seriousness, for people like you, tonight is a big night for the Sixers. If they were to do something tonight that has you excited tomorrow, I think that that's good for them as just a team and the fan base, right? Like, there is a large portion of the fan base that is checked out. And that doesn't ever happen for the Eagles. The Eagles have reached a point where good, bad, whatever, nobody's ever indifferent about the Eagles. The people are indifferent. There are people that are indifferent about the Sixers right now. And I think tonight is a chance to win them back. If they make a move where, I don't know what it would be for you or, you know, probably nothing for Rhea.
But there's like, nothing tonight right. that's going to
win
But,
you know,
back.
Let's say they trade Paul George and they draft someone that, you know, who knows? Maybe you're feeling better about it. So there is that. Here's the other thing that's an absolute lock guarantee. There is no shot the Ace Bailey thing works out for me.
Oh,
literally
yeah.
no shot. The chances not. That they draft Ace and he's awesome and I'm right are so slim.
Yeah.
So a couple of things could happen. One, they just don't take him and everyone's like, oh, I told you they weren't going to take him.
Yeah.
Two, he gets drafted somewhere else and he sucks. Feels like the most likely outcome for me personally.
Yes, for you personally.
Three, he gets drafted somewhere else, scores a lot of points. And I go like, well, he's averaging 24 points. And everybody goes, but that team sucks.
Yeah. So and he's not that good. Let me tell
you why. Correct. Here's where all these advanced stats, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I'm excited for tonight.
Well, it's sad for you that because you have been the biggest Ace Bailey supporter in this city.
I know, but I actually worry turned people against
him. Here's my sad. The saddest point is that you just laid out a bunch of options and none of them had him being a great player.
No, I know. I know. But that's just because it's me. You know, like if it was you that loved Ace Bailey, I'd be like, there's a good chance for you. Right. There's just no chance for me this is going to work out. I can see it so clearly already.
So they shouldn't take him then.
No, honestly, I almost hope they don't in a weird way. I think it'd be great for the team because I think he's awesome. But yeah, I know how this is going to play out. So I've decided my fate.
See, I would take Ace Bailey if I was Sixers.
Really?
Okay. I take the biggest swing.
I think it's a no-brainer.
I take the biggest swing. I don't care if he wants to come here. He didn't work out for any team. He worked out for nobody. I think he's getting bad agent advice. He seems like a good kid. Otherwise,
everyone says he seems like he's awesome.
I don't think he's as good as you do. I don't see the next Durant there. I don't think he's a good enough shooter or ball handler, but
he's not a good enough ball handler.
I think he has the highest upside of all the guys we're talking about it for. I'd take the guy with the highest ceiling in this
one. I agree. Yeah. Did you see the video I made on Twitter?
No.
Very proud of it. No, yeah. Two minutes comparing Ace to Durant. I had time yesterday. Yeah, well, Tucker didn't watch it.
I was literally
standing right next to Tucker, and he's like, "Oh, I'll watch it." He got 7 seconds in and just swiped up and kept moving. as if that was the whole video. It was 2.5 minutes.
You got all you needed out of it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it later.
I don't think you will.
I won't.
I know you won't, but I know Tucker
won't.
There's
a 0%.
I don't know if I've said this on the pod, but I think I think Howie Roseman would take Ace Bailey.
You have said that.
I've said it on social.
You said it everywhere, I feel like.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I've heard you say it 15 times. Yeah.
But do you agree?
Probably. I think it's a hard to figure out. And to be fair, I don't know enough about the guys who fill out the top 10. Right.
Con Knipple.
And Trey Johnson.
I like Trey Johnson.
I do too. Yeah. He can score. He's a bucket boy.
He is a bucket boy. He is my heart.
So I don't know enough to know what Howie would do. Yeah. But yes, it seems like Howie would probably take Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
Howie would find a way to trade up to one and get Cooper Flagg.
Or what Howie would do is trade down.
I mean, Nico Harrison, that guy's a moron. Let me rope it up this guy.
It is crazy there hasn't been any actual reporting about the Mavs maybe trading the pick.
Well,
I know they never would, but it's just a little surprising. It's not one.
I can't believe you're not in on Cooper Flagg.
I like Cooper Flagg.
Youngest first round, first number one pick since LeBron because he went early to college you see that quote, his mom, he's like, something my mom always said to me, if you're the best player in the gym, you got to find a new gym.
I like that. I'm in on Cooper. I mean, I like Ace just as much, but I like
Jack's
Cooper.
Calling me. Should I answer on the pod?
I won't. I was probably a high hopes thing. Philly's panic.
I have no idea why. That's funny. Honestly, what it is he probably just had something to say to me. He's in his car and he called.
Dude, Jack is such a big,
he's like a caller. 75-year-old man
caller.
Calls all the time.
Well, the other thing,
and if he doesn't call, he'll send a voice text, a voice message texting. It's like, bro, I'm not gonna hit the button and listen to you talking for 40 seconds. I'm in the middle of stuff. Just text me. Everyone else.
I agree with that in general. I have another friend that does that all the time. But the thing Jack does too is he'll call and he just starts talking.
Oh yeah, he dives right in.
Yep. No, hey, what's up? Nothing. Okay. Well, here's what I'm calling for.
Yeah.
It's here's why the Phillies.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And it's usually something like that. It'll usually be like, did you see Chase Burns pitch? It's
Here's a question for you while we're talking about what Howie would do with the Sixers. What would Howie do with the Phillies?
What would you mean?
At the deadline.
I think Howie would try and win the World Series.
You think Howie would trade prospects?
I do. I think Howie would try and win the World Series.
Interesting. Yeah, you might be right. I could see that. I mean, and then the Schwarber thing is interesting too. So,
yeah, it's so hard to, because he's playing with a salary. I mean, for baseball, there's no cap. I mean, who knows what he could do in baseball?
Mm-hmm. Especially with Larry's checkbook.
Freaking magician.
Although Middleton is a spender.
I will say, he is at fourth highest payroll. I really do think, by the way, that we buried the lead here.
Yes.
We both got our hotel rooms for Tucker's wedding.
Oh yeah, that's right. We did. I was gonna text you yesterday. Yeah.
Elliot and I coordinated to make sure we got our rooms together.
I will
not
say
together, not in the same room, but him and Chris in a room being able to.
For all the listeners that are going, I would call the Molly Pitcher. Well, are we okay with saying where it's at?
No, you can say.
Okay. It was easily the best deal. And it's crazy because it's at the place of your venue. It looks really nice. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
But you just called and you got in, right?
Yeah, we called and got in. Yep.
And it was so much cheaper than all the other options. I looked up Marriott hotels just to see, to get the points. And there was nothing close that was less than $500.
It's crazy because I think if you go on their website, they've been booked since March.
And online, it was more expensive.
And online. And I've had at least 30 people be like, yeah, I just called. And they're like, yeah, we have a room.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I called.
You know what? Is something I love as a precedent. That's not the right word. I'll say it and you'll think of it.
Yes.
I love hotels that allow you to cancel with 48 hours before you get there. The one we reserved, we'll obviously keep it because we're going to the wedding.
Thursday, they said.
Yeah, we can cancel up till Thursday.
So is that not a normal thing? I don't stay in hotels as much as you.
So it depends on the type of hotel, but
I always thought of
big time hotels do allow
hours.
You, but I think it's such a nice policy.
I totally agree.
It's so easy then just to be like, all right, I'll book this. And if I don't need it in
not
2 weeks,
you. Yeah, well,
just
for your job.
Yeah, exactly. Last year when the Eagles were going to the playoffs, it was, I had like Detroit, Minnesota, Buck, New Orleans, you know. So I'm just surprised they allow people to do it. It seems like such a policy where it's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so, well, we're kind of screwed. We had that room booked and now we can't book it.
Right. And yeah. And if I actually canceled 48 hours before, then they only have 48 hours to rent that room.
Mm-hmm. It's a good take.
So, thank you. I love it so much every time I see it. It's like, what a nice policy. And they don't even charge you in anything until you get there. You no money down, can cancel wherever. Good for hotels.
Good. I love this. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, hotel. And I'm excited for Tucker's wedding.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm really
especially
pumped
with this deal.
Yeah. It's gonna be.
So is it on a? It's on a Saturday.
Yes, of course. Yes. Tucker is not a.
So we'll have to figure out weirdo like that. You know,
our show. Yeah. We'll have to get off of the show.
Yeah.
Like that's just what it
I would
is.
Hope. Tucky could pull some strings.
Eh? Yeah. Tuck, can you
maybe do the show live from the venue?
Oh.
I guess like I don't think the wedding starts till like 5:30. You could just
that be would
like,
be fun.
That would be hilarious.
That would.
Hey, imagine Tucker's explaining wedding. That to like. Yeah, now I mean, Mike's going to be there. He could be down.
I was
there
about to say we need an engineer. Yeah.
Caller showing up. Mary is a special guest. Think she'll be busy or think she could.
She spare, might be busy.
Spare 10 minutes. It is funny with weddings how. The bridal party. I mean, I guess the grooms do it too, but they start getting ready at like 6 a.m.
Oh, so early.
I know there's a lot of time and I get it, but it's just crazy. Yeah. Like I didn't even get to the venue, I don't think, until, I don't know, maybe 10 a.m.
All we did was drink all day before my wedding.
I did one espresso
martini.
I did
a shot with my mom before my wedding.
You're talking about before.
Before the wedding.
I would be worried about getting too drunk.
So that's the craziest thing about my wedding day. And granted, I was about to turn 30. I was like prime drinking age. Like I could still bring it. I was not, you know. Honestly, I drank more on my wedding day and night than I think I maybe ever have any other time. And I wasn't drunk at all. Like it was so like I couldn't drink enough to get out of the.
That's kind of like, how I feel it was for me. Day. But you know, I think that was. And here's some advice, Tucker. I feel like what happens is you hold a drink, you start to drink it, but you're getting pulled 1,000 different ways and you keep putting the drink down.
So no. Okay. I was drinking. So they wouldn't do shots at my wedding, but what they would allow
shots at my wedding
for some reason, they wouldn't allow shots, but they would allow neats. So we were just getting like double whiskeys and doing shots.
So this
like
is
in
what
these huge glasses.
If we want to talk about, you know, rules with places. I don't get why they don't do shots and then they just do it anyway.
It's
so
weird.
Silly. So I was like, we don't do shots, but I can do this. It's like, okay.
Okay, so you can give me a neat
a bigger shot.
So like bigger just shot. Give
a
bigger cup.
Yeah, just give me a smaller shot. I know. It's got to be a legal thing where maybe.
Yeah, of course. Maybe a just a company policy based on whatever that's nonsense. Who knows?
Speaking of drinking and switching the page to the Eagles, it is it is pretty crazy. We haven't gotten any videos of Sirianni like living the life out in Seattle.
Yeah,
so I thought for sure those would be coming. I mean, we have time
because he's a family man.
I know, but
actually just a listener to WIPN here, Amish, met Sirianni in Dallas in Texas or something like that, maybe in Texas. I don't know if he was traveling, but he met Sirianni at the pool, hung out, said he was with his family. It was a great time.
Yeah, Sirianni's a good hang.
Yeah,
but. At Texas, I wonder what that's about.
I'm assuming it's Texas because Amish lives in Texas. He might have been on vacation.
Oh yeah,
he
maybe.
Just said
a
picture of him with Nick, which is pretty.
I don't think of Texas as a place people vacation unless it's for something.
Agree.
Like a bachelor party, a game, a football game, obviously.
A game.
Well, I was thinking
a football game.
I was thinking a Cowboys game, and then I thought a Texas game, Longhorns,
which
game
I went to.
I think that'd be cool
for my brother's bachelor party.
Not as cool as Tucker's, but pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
He would have to like kick out. Do the ceremonial
first kick
or whatever. Is that thing that would be a cool thing for a team to do. A fan goes out there and kicks a field goal before the game.
Yeah. I mean, they've done that kind of stuff, right?
It'd be like the pressure to make it would be pretty intense.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, they do that at like basketball games, the half court shot. And
But I don't think they don't do anything like that at football.
They don't need to.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess not.
You don't need to. People are coming. People are watching.
Yeah.
They're good. They don't need any gimmicks. You know, it's true.
That is fair.
All right. So you're going to football.
Speaking of
the birds. The birds.
Just living the life, being champions,
so
no one talking
Nick.
About them.
It is wild. You heard it today. So every day when Kyle Quinn comes into the studio at the end of the show, he takes over and he does a midday show. I always say, "What up, champ?" We call each other champ because we want to remember and keep alive that
I would never tell
champions.
The afternoon show that.
Do they even care? Do they know the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Other than Ike, does anyone on that show that they know that they actually won
Ike,
the Super Bowl?
The afternoon show.
Yeah. So I'll tell them. I don't care. I hate that whole thing. I love the Eagles. Guess what? They're freaking awesome. They're amazing. And they won the Super Bowl.
They did.
And thank God for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's how I feel.
You getting the Jalen Hurts book for Zoe? Seems a little below her greeting.
No,
level,
no, no. It's right age.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy?
How young do you think people start reading?
Like by themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right around now. Five, six.
Six, seven, I was, yeah. was going to say, yeah. Well, I just mean like it seemed like a little kid book. I don't think of Zoe as a little kid mm-hmm. anymore. I mean, I guess she is. But,
well, it would be like
she's not reading
read
chapter
dear,
books.
It would be read to your kids, but for her to read, she could read.
She could read it. Yeah. I just don't think she'd be interested in the topic.
Maybe not.
Should we have her do a dramatic reading?
Honestly, we should. Yeah. We should have her read the Jalen Hurts book on the pod. But you know, it's so funny. It's not coming out till next year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How hard can it be to print this 12-page kids book and like capitalize on the moment? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's so. Did he not write it yet?
Do you think he heard the camera announce a kids book?
Honestly, maybe
this guy.
It's just crazy to me that the book is clearly written. The cover is done. There's copies of the book. Were they just holding onto it for like building anticipation?
Well, especially why?
Like newsflash, Jalen Starr will likely never be higher than it is right now.
The moment,
it's bad PR. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of football. And lists, I guess.
Yeah. I
sorry. So Pro Football Focus.
I've forgiven you for your O-line thing. I'm allowing you to talk about lists again. Yeah. I was thinking about just banning all list talk on the
pod. Well, the most messed up thing is they said it was the rule and then nobody did it besides me.
Oh, how does that feel?
Well, honestly, maybe having Ike on my side.
Maybe you should have had your own integrity.
Whatever. And, I would just put Lane at two, but regardless. Okay. So Pro Football Focus put out their list of the top coaches in the NFL. Do you know where Sirianni ranked?
I do.
Okay.
I've heard. I've not seen who's in front of him, but I do know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So Sirianni came in at number 8. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
I think it's ridiculous.
Do you want to hear why, by the way?
Sure. Okay. Give me the reason.
All right. Sirianni number 8 by Pro Football Focus. Wow. Now my phone thinks I'm doing Siri. All right. Hold on.
We're getting there.
Okay.
Take your time. No one rush. Yeah.
Sirianni is often the target of criticism when the Eagles lose, but credit needs to be given when it's due. He's an outstanding 48-20 in the regular season as Philadelphia's head coach and has made the playoffs in each of his first four seasons. The Eagles emphatically proved they were the best team in football last season. You'll like that. They were the NFL's highest graded team and lost just one game after week 4. Philadelphia's commitment to the run game in 2024 was its biggest adjustment from a confounding 2023. The offense ranked just 13th in run play percentage in 2023, but led the NFL with 51% last season. The Eagles were the only team to run the ball more than throw it. Of course, it helps to have Saquon Barkley, who racked up more than 2,500 rushing yards last year, including the postseason. Sirianni and the Eagles committed to an old school style of football, and it paid off with a championship. So first, like,
they didn't say anything.
I don't get what they're talking about with Nick there.
They just said he was great.
They ran the ball. That was the whole excuse. So
but I don't get that at all. Who
that was weird
in front of him.
All right. So I'll read him and you say when you agree or disagree where it goes. Yeah. So number one, Andy Reid,
as he should be.
I think that's clear cut.
Absolutely.
Number two is wild to me. You want to try to guess? I think I could give you 10 guesses and you wouldn't get it.
All right. So the Harbaughs.
Nope.
Tomlin, no. I would not have that high, but I'm just guessing who they put up that high.
I don't even think you would think of the name.
McVay.
Nope.
Shanahan.
Nope. I think my point's been proven regardless.
Your point's been proven.
Yeah,
I mean, Dan Campbell.
Nope.
I mean, Kevin O'Connell.
Nope.
LaFleur.
Nope.
What is going on?
Number two, by the way.
Was it like Pete Carroll or something stupid?
Nope.
So
it is something stupid.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the other one? Isn't there another? Is it Sean Payton?
Yep.
That's so dumb.
So dumb, right? I mean, now he's
a very good coach.
And the Broncos did overachieve last year.
So silly.
And he has won a Super Bowl, but honestly, it's been so long ago. I'm not even sure he gets credit for it anymore. It was a different team, a different
2009 or whatever he won the Super Bowl.
Right. And also what I don't get is if we're going to prioritize winning Super Bowls, I don't get how Nick is 8. So it goes,
guess what? He's been to 2 Super Bowls.
Yes, which I think honestly just making a Super Bowl is a big deal as a head coach. I think making 2 Super Bowls as a head coach is a big deal. The fact he won one, obviously a huge deal. So
Peyton's only been to the one, right? He never went to another, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Peyton's only been to one. How many years? Was it honestly 10 years ago?
I think it was 09.
15 years ago?
I think it was 09. So it's like 16 years ago.
Wow. The fingernails is so funny.
I know. Yeah. So if you're watching the video, Zoe got me. So yeah. She's been trying to paint my nails forever, and I always find an excuse to get out of it. I'm shocked you
said no.
Well, I normally would say yes. It's more, honestly, it's usually just like I'm like doing something and I really feel like letting her. It's more timing than not.
Well, you also can't, not that I don't paint my nails, but like you can't do anything while
they're. Yeah. Exactly. So she got me at the right time, and I was like, all right, fine. I let her do a hand and a foot.
Right.
So
why not both feet?
She put the heart on the middle finger, which is
I was wondering what that was.
It's a heart.
I thought maybe it was just chipped.
I love you. Love you guys.
It's on the middle finger for those that can't see.
Yeah. Hey, friends.
Yeah.
I'm just showing you a heart.
Does it make you feel differently about the Caleb Williams, Jared McCain fingernail?
I never had a problem with
it. No, I know. I just wondering if wearing it makes you. Yeah.
No. It is a little weird. Here's what's weird about it. Seeing my hand. I mean, you see, you know, it's like, I mean, it's a phrase, right? I know it like the back of my hand because you see the back of your hand so often that you should know the back of your hand. So like constantly, I'm like, whose hand is that? Like,
yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. It's thrown me off a few times.
It's weird. Yeah. And again, I have no problem with it. Like, go for it. It's cool.
Right.
It's just for me, it's I keep looking over me like, what is
that? It is
what
a big change.
Happening? Yeah.
All right.
So shout out to Zoe.
Andy Reid.
Zoe, final thought. Come up.
I'm sure. Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Sean McVay. Sure. I think that's fair.
I'm fine with it.
Fair with that. John Harbaugh.
I'm fine with it. They would be close for me. I would probably put Nick
Him
over
and Nick
Harbaugh.
Are close, you're saying?
Yeah.
I would agree. John Harbaugh
is a great coach.
He's clearly a great coach.
Every freaking year he's in it.
But can I be honest?
He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one, same as Nick.
There's something about him that holds me back from viewing him as a truly special coach, even though
Right? Or has he only been to one?
Well, he won it with Flacco.
Yeah. Did he get to another? No, he's only been to one. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. I think he's a very, he's obviously a great coach. He seems like a great culture setter. There's just something about him that holds me back from truly viewing him as like an Andy Reid.
Look, if I were starting a team today, I would take
Mike Tomlin. You would take him what?
I would take Nick over him if I were starting a team today.
I would
take Nick.
I would
is much younger, and that does play a role.
But Harbaugh's not old. I mean, he's
kind of old now. I would guess Harbaugh's in his 60s.
He
looks, right?
I feel like he hasn't aged at all. Like, doesn't he always look exactly the same to you when you see him?
For sure.
Would you take Harbaugh or Tomlin?
62.
See? He's 62, man.
Yeah,
that's old.
It's not like super.
It's not super old. But look, I mean, we saw Belichick. What's Belichick? 72, 74? So my Belichick at 72 was like, all right, we're done with you. The NFL is like, you're too old. Andy Reid is the oldest coach in the sport at like 65 or something like that. Like 62 is pretty freaking old.
Can you imagine?
Or I guess not anymore. Pete Carroll is the oldest because he's back. But
can you imagine if the Eagles would have hired Belichick?
No.
What a disaster that would have been. Oh my God.
Look at you.
Like,
you're trying to take a victory lap right here.
Well, we were both right. You didn't want Belichick. You wanted him more.
I wanted more than you, but I was not in on.
Right. Jack was Mr.
Jack
go
was
get Belichick.
Maybe we shouldn't take Jack's Eagles opinions out.
Exactly. He doesn't want my Phillies opinions. I don't get his football opinion.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he always does this.
You should do that.
I hate doing that to people.
I know.
Yeah.
He's so mean to you about it, though. Like, you should.
Honestly, want to know why?
Here he goes.
Because he knows I'm right.
Yeah.
I hit a nerve where he knows I'm correct. Like, I texted you guys in the baseball chat. No response. No, surprisingly. If you could pick five people in the franchise to keep, who would it be?
I didn't even see that.
Okay. So I was saying, if you could keep five people on the Phillies, both major leaguers and minor leaguers, taking everything into consideration, age, position, all that, who are the five you would keep?
Okay, this is a great question.
All right, do you want to hear my five or do you want to go first?
Let me think about it for 1 second because I have something else important I want to talk to you about, and then we get back to this because I was looking through our partner offers and I have to say the deal from Window Nation is too good.
I know you're looking through the partner offers.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's too good. It's just too good a deal. Anyone thinking about new windows, you just got to jump on this.
Absolutely, because right now at Window Nation, you buy four windows, and guess what? You'll never see it coming. You get four windows absolutely free. And on top of that, they're making it unbelievably easy with 2 full years of no money down, no interest, no payments. And in this economy, that's how you get a major home project done without the immediate financial stress.
And here's the thing. We tell you all the time, you're dealing with the best. Here's how you know you're doing. We tell you, and that, honestly, can we be honest? It should be enough.
Yeah,
it should be enough.
I feel like at this point, it has to be.
If you are, listening to this pod the way you do, like, it should be enough. But if it's not, that's fine. Because I'll tell you why. You don't have to take our word for it. Window Nation just ranked number one.
Mm.
Can't do better. Number one in the country by Forbes. Heard of them? Best window insulation companies. I mean, Forbes.
I would have loved to have been on a Forbes list.
Forbes
probably not happening.
Forbes 100, Forbes
point.
Under 30. One of those things. Yeah, it's not going to happen for me.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. It's not just the Forbes thing. They also have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and provide a lifetime, forever warranty on their windows. That tells you everything you need to know about their quality and their trust.
It really, really does, James. Think about the benefits: making your home more secure, keeping it cool and comfortable all summer long, and saving on those high energy bills. But act now, because this amazing sale, well, it ends really soon on June 30th.
June 30th. That's coming up, man. It's less than a week
less
away.
Than a week away.
So
yeah.
Don't wait. Schedule a fast, free estimate. 866-90-NATION. I said estimate. 866-90-NATION or 866-90-NATION or online at windownation.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
.com. So the question was, as we just veer from the Sirianni
yes.
thing. And honestly, we should do it for the Eagles. But if you could only keep five players in the Phillies organization, who are the five you would keep? And again, to repeat, take into account age, position, skill,
money. So is this
money.
Just on the 40-man roster?
No, it's including the minors. So everyone that is under
That's
contract in the Phillies organization.
Way.
So I think actually the five are kind of. Well, four are very easy, and then I thought I couldn't come up with a fifth, but all right. So I did. Do you want me to go?
Sure.
So I think Ranger Suarez. Lizardo.
Ranger would not be one of my.
Okay, so I'd go
love him, but
Ranger, Lizardo.
So are we talking like starting a new team? Are we talking for right now?
We're talking starting a new team.
So like, you're saying so age really matters.
Yes, age matters here.
So
yes.
Ranger's a free agent.
Agreed. Yeah, like age matters. Okay. So you
and
could
contract,
actually.
Contract matters.
You could, yes, maybe Christopher Sanchez would be a better choice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sanchez is a lock. In my
I did.
Sanchez has the best contract on the team by far.
Yeah. All right, so. Maybe I'll swap out Ranger. But man, Ranger's so good.
He is so good. He's 30.
I know. That blows my mind every time.
I know.
Ranger, Lizardo, Painter, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford.
So for me, it would be Aiden Miller and Painter for sure. And Christopher Sanchez for sure. Those three.
Okay.
Honestly, Arun Escobar is up there.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, so. He's one of their top prospects. He's like the 40th ranked prospect in baseball. He's like their third.
Is he a pitcher?
He's a, infielder.
Okay.
So he's up there. I don't know that I would definitely choose him. Tait is interesting, the catching prospect. He's a stud too. I don't know that I would go with all prospects. I feel like Lizardo.
Lizardo's an interesting one. Young,
but only one more year of control after this, then he's a free agent.
True.
So again, factoring that.
But they don't have, I mean, you said Sanchez. They don't have a lot of great contract options.
They don't.
it's crazy because 2 years ago it'd been like, you know,
oh yeah, Scott. I mean Wheeler's Harper.
Retiring,
yeah,
in 2 years.
I know. And Harper, you can at 33 in October. Turner, honestly, Turner, you consider if the contract weren't so long, if Turner's contract were 3 more years, I would take Turner. I think he'll be good for a few more years.
Interesting, you would take Turner over Bryce. Just putting, is it?
Well, Bryce is older. And,
no, I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. I just think it's an interesting, I mean, think about.
And again, I might take Bryce if he had 3 more years left, right, too. It's both of the contracts.
The question is if you just take Bryce because he's such a star.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Although he never makes All-Star team. Such a star, never in the All-Star game.
Who's it's a tough question.
It's good, though, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
What about for the Eagles?
For the Eagles, it's.
Taking into account everything again. Yes, age, all that.
It's Jalen. It's both Jalen's. Jalen Carter and Jalen Hurts. And Quinyon are my three off the top for sure. I'm keeping.
I think my Lotta
has to be 4. And is it AJ? Is it? I mean, he can't do Saquon.
He's no, it's definitely not Saquon.
It might be Landon. It might be. I mean, Lane's too old.
I mean, Cooper.
Cooper. Yep. Cooper's.
So what about Nolan Smith?
Nolan Smith is
as a risky one.
It just popped
like
in my head. I would consider him.
So far we have a quarterback, a defensive tackle, so I feel, an offensive tackle.
So the no doubt about it, 100% I'm keeping three guys are Jalen Hurts, Jalen Carter, and
Quinyon. Okay, so
because of the contracts and the talent.
Yeah,
and the
position, thing. All that. Yes. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think my Lotta has to be
now,
the next one.
He's a little older than you think.
What is he, 28?
Well, and he's not injury prone, but he's had back issues. Yeah. There's just something about.
No, it's concerning.
You worry about his health
it's
a little bit.
It's a fun question. It's way more fun with the Eagles. It's more exciting.
Agreed. Well, it's harder too. With the Phillies,
I know no one wants to hear it in the afternoon show. The Eagles are better.
Yeah, they're way better.
Way better.
It's interesting. It's interesting we're not saying Cooper.
No, you mentioned he's in there. Cooper Jean, absolutely in there. I felt weird taking 2 cornerbacks.
No, I agree.
I think I would keep Quinyon.
Would you take Devontae over AJ?
Especially since Quinyon has the extra year control. Huh?
Would you take AJ or Devontae?
I would take AJ.
I think I would too.
Yeah. He's just better.
Honestly, there's not a bad argument for it being Jalen Hurts, Jalen Carter, Quinyon, and AJ.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think AJ might be my fifth.
And Devontae.
I don't know, but I think I'd probably go my lot of AJ. I think that would be my 5.
My lot of you're probably right.
Yeah. But I mean, you think about how, like, just think about what we did with the Eagles and all the players on the roster that we talked about. Yeah. And the Phillies, it's like, well, I might keep 3 minor leaguers. I'm not sure.
Next question. Name 5 Flyers.
Mitch Koff.
The guy they just got seems
Zegras.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
The goalie. I can't name more Flyers. I can't.
Who's
Cam
the goalie?
York.
Okay.
Samuel Ersin is the goalie.
All right. The Sixers would be tough, too. The Sixers, it would be like, Ace Bailey, McCain, Maxey, Yabo, and Yabusele, Grimes, honestly, would probably be the 5.
Yeah, or whoever they take in the second round. Bona
would be an interesting one, but that's a depressing one.
No crap.
Yeah, I think the Phillies one's interesting. Yeah. All right.
So back to Nick.
Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Sean McVay. I'm okay with McVay. I think Nick's closer to him and people give him credit for it, but I think you'd have to put McVay.
Andy McVay would probably be my 1-2.
Yeah. Harbaugh. So Mike Tomlin is an interesting
head
coach.
It's such a tough call. Like he hasn't made
he's
noise
been
forever,
so average for like 10
average.
Years.
Yeah, but he's never bad. And also it's one of those where, look, I would put Nick ahead of Tomlin without a doubt. But I do think Tomlin still deserves to be high. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks that guy's had.
But that's his fault, too. I mean, to a degree.
Is it?
Well, I would safely assume he has a lot of say in what the quarterbacks.
I don't know that he never.
You don't think he has say?
He's been there. They never talk about it. He's never involved in that.
I would
never mention it.
Pretty shocked if he has no say in who the quarterback is.
He's involved, but again, he's not. Like, that's not his job.
Well, you know what else is crazy?
Quarterback.
And maybe fact check me on this, but I'm pretty sure. Like Ben Roethlisberger has only been retired for like 4 years. Doesn't it feel like he hasn't played in ages?
Because he was awful his last couple years.
Right, but I just like
so it just felt like
the idea of
thing.
Him being out on a football field, like you could have convinced me he hasn't played since like 2009.
He seems like
an ancient player.
Well, he did.
He played after the pandemic.
He had most of his success
you check that
early.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. This is not surprising to me. I remember it.
It's not like psycho for him to come out of retirement. Like it would be crazy, but
he was cooked at the end.
He was. I agree.
43.
Yeah.
No. How old's Rodgers?
40-ish.
41.
Yeah, 41. He's younger than me. I'm 43. Yeah. Because Brady was older than me, and that he left, and then no one was.
He's gone now. Yeah, doesn't play anymore.
Devastating.
Yeah. All right. John Harbaugh, 4. Mike Tomlin, 5.
The longest we've ever taken to get through a list. Keep going.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. 6. Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. I would disagree.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, he's not actually won a Super Bowl. He's been a great college coach, and yeah. I think he is a great coach.
I think Jim Harbaugh deserves to be high on the list. Like, having him in front of Nick is...
All right, now this one.
Outrageous.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, enough. This has been decided.
It's crazy.
What are we doing here?
Nick won the Super Bowl.
Now, to be fair to Shanahan, he's gotten a two like we talked about.
So is Nick.
Yes. I know Shanahan should be top 10.
I just can't help
this
but react.
This is crazy. It's crazy. Nick is better. He's pretty... Nick has a 706 winning percentage.
Now, here's...
All right, Shanahan has tons of talent, too, and has for a long time.
So, 8 Sirianni, 9 Dan Campbell, 10 Stefanski, which, whatever. But I just...
So, I like
Stefanski. Win one thing that matters.
I agree.
Before...
I think Stefanski is underrated. Not in this list.
Yes.
That's who I...
Kevin O'Connell, I would honestly put ahead
probably,
of Stefanski.
But I do think Stefanski... I mean, the organization and the John Watson thing, like... I don't think there's a coach alive who wins with that team.
So you know I mean? Agree, but it is what it is.
It is
you know,
what it is. I agree. He can't be 10 on that list, but I do think Stefanski is not. I think
Stefanski is a good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
Has he won a single playoff game?
Yeah, with Baker. They beat Tomlin.
They won one game.
They beat Ben Roethlisberger, yeah. I think, actually, yeah. ironically yeah. enough.
Which is crazy. So here's my Sirianni thing on this list overall. It's like underappreciated or whatever. I think this year can be huge for Nick Stock. If they're awesome again and his offense is awesome again with his guy, I think people will view him very differently. I think he still gets dinged much like Jalen does because of the people around him. And I think people view this as Kellen Moore being the offense, which I disagree with. I mean, we'll find out. But there's no other reason Sirianni would be ahead of Shanahan. He's won the Super Bowl. He's been to as many Super Bowls and he wins more often in the regular season by, for what it's worth, a wide margin. Now we can Shanahan. The truth is he does have injuries. Like there's been years where his quarterbacks have sucked, not completely his fault, but like Sirianni wins way more than Shanahan. So the only reason I can think you would put Shanahan ahead of Sirianni is that you think Shanahan has a way better offensive mind. That's the only reason I can think of it.
Yeah. It's the only reason. And again, it's just, look, at a certain point, great coaches have great players, okay? Like, Bill yeah. Walsh had great
dude,
players.
Dude, Andy Reid is Patrick. Andy Reid's career was
I know.
Not over, but
it's
he was
so annoying.
Sean Payton's been trash until he had good talent.
Enough, all right? Like, yeah. I am with you. I think if they can be good this, like, great this year and have another great year, I think Nick can finally move up a bit. But Nick is, ever since his press conference, like, he has had to dig out of a hole.
Yes.
You know, it's what it is. Like, it's what we always talk about with Jalen and the second round thing. Like, it matters in how he's been rated and how he's been evaluated and the way people list him and yeah. stuff.
There's not many better examples in Philly sports of first impressions mattering quite a bit.
Than Nick. I know. Yeah. It's crazy. And I just think that because of that and because of the flowers and the whole first season and all that, and then the collapse, like those two things, I think that people are unwilling to get past
I agree.
And I think it's ridiculous.
So here's
it's so dumb.
Here's one thing that could happen this year is, you know, we each have our opinions of Petullo. Everyone out there has their own opinion. But I do think if the offense is good this year,
Nick will get some credit.
It's definitely
it.
A Nick offense. Like we can say Petullo has done a good job, but this isn't Kellen Moore coming in, Brian Johnson, I think would have been a Nick thing, but like Petullo is straight up Nick's
guy.
Nick
guy.
I mean, he is so much a Nick clone that if you look, and nobody really online would do this, but in like our pitcher system we use at work, if you put in Nick Sirianni, they will put up pictures of Kevin Petullo. So like that is how much they are just a twin of each other. It is. Well, probably not as much anymore.
More,
but early on it
more
happened.
Examples of Nick Sirianni not getting enough credit.
I agree. But I think this year, if the offense is good, Nick will finally get his
finally. Case. I agree. It's just, I don't know what the guy has to do. You know,
win another. I honestly think the last thing he has to do is prove his offense can be good no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't need to prove that to me, but I think that to other people, he clearly does.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think that still, and it's something that, you know, you have come around on, but we used to argue about it back in the day. I think the general NFL and Dan Campbell has helped it. Nick is helping it, but I think they just don't. Like Nick's whole like love each other, connect, yeah. you know, like is the reason they win. Like it is yep. as big a part of how they win and why they win as anything. But I think that nationally or just football fans have not gotten there yet. Like, yeah. I don't think that's something that is like, they're like, oh, genius, blah. Oh, look at the way he calls plays and stuff.
Remember
like,
the pre-snap motion?
But it's like,
no yeah. one talks about pre-snap motion anymore, yeah. by the way.
Nick got them to win by loving each other and playing yes. for each other and stuff. And that is such an amazing thing. Like, I just don't think he gets close to the credit he deserves for it.
I agree.
To it. Yeah.
Like, right. I think he should be top six on any list.
I think he should be top three.
The only ones that I think
I would have him third. And I could, if he's top five, that's fine. But I would have him third. I would go Reed, McVay, Sirianni.
So yeah, Harbaugh's, you could talk close, me into that. Yeah, for Tomlin, sure.
Like, all those guys are close.
It's interesting. Well, you know, we do so much of ranking Jalen, but there's so many more legacy head coaches than there are quarterbacks
now. Yeah, which makes sense.
But we went through a phase where, you know, it was like Brady, Roethlisberger,
yeah, we had
Peyton, Breeze, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, like all those guys. There really is only Mahomes now.
Well, I mean, Rodgers is still playing.
Yeah, I guess. True.
I mean, he is.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, he is. Yeah. Speaking of Tomlin, by the way.
Right?
Like, you want to talk about digging your own grave.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're going to feel bad this year when Rodgers isn't good. And it's like, well, Tomlin doesn't have a quarterback. He picked him.
Yeah. Well, in this case, yeah, it feels, who knows? But yeah.
I mean, Lamar
is becoming a legacy. There's a new crop, him and Allen. Hurts,
but it's crazy. Is none of them have a Super Bowl behind. Well, Hurts does. But of the four people that talk about, only one has a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw a tweet today, and it's so true, where Twitter. But tweeted that Joe Burrow gets more credit for losing this.
Yeah, I did see that. That is,
gets for winning.
I actually saw that too.
You're dead right.
It is true.
All the time, bro.
It's truly, in some ways, the only accomplishment of Joe Burrow's career. Like, he's been awesome. He throws for a lot of yards, but he's had one playoff. Nah, he's probably. I'm overstating. Yeah, you're right.
Either way, the point being that, you know.
Yeah, no, it's pretty silly. It is true. Yeah. He hangs on to that. Yeah. Not him, but, you know,
the people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Let's get your final thoughts.
Okay. So, all right. I have two, but I might have done one. So tell me if I've done this. Okay. Have I told you about my idea for the next great reality show involving animals?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I think the next great reality.
This is a world that you know.
I know. The next great reality show involving that I think can be really big has to involve pets. Something where it's like a matchmaker, where it's like, you want to adopt a dog. There's a bunch of adoptable dogs. And like, I don't know how it would work. I don't have the idea
like
yet.
The Bachelor for Dogs?
Yes, essentially, yes. That is, I think, the next one. I don't know how it would work. Like, you would go on dates to the park with the dog. Like, but it would be like two people might want the same dog because that's the cutest one. But it's like the dog. And imagine the suspense at the end of the episode where they're like, they're both calling and be like, come here, come here. And the dog's like confused. It's like, what you used to treat? Like, I think this is the next great show.
So I don't know. Like, it sounds a little silly, but I will say, like,
dog content works.
Yes, dog content works.
It
and
plays.
I would also bet that a good portion of the people that are obsessed with reality TV are also obsessed with dogs.
Yeah, I think everyone's obsessed. Most people are obsessed with dogs.
I used to not be a dog person. What a wild life
that was.
Can
you imagine living a
life? It is crazy.
I know.
Dogs are like just the best.
The best.
Well, here's what I'll say. My dog's the best to me. Like, you know,
of
I think
course.
There is
we
that.
All love our own dogs. Yes. All right. And also, there's always times where you're like, you stupid dog.
Yeah, you know.
But for the most part, more joy is brought to your life than
all right.
Life.
Here's my second one.
Oh, you were given two.
Yeah, I might as well.
I love it.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks after this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, you know how, and you'll probably be more in on this than Tucker because Tucker doesn't live in the city anymore. Mm-hmm. But if you're driving somewhere, like say you're driving Emily to run an errand and she runs in and you just pull the car over. If you're just sitting in a parking spot, but you're in the car, so obviously you don't pay for parking,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like advocating for it, but don't you think it's kind of the same thing? Whether you're in the car or not, don't you think you should, in theory, have to pay
of
for
course.
Parking? But no one does.
Well, I mean, I have. If I have to, like if I, maybe not, if I'm sitting in the car the whole time.
That's what I mean. If you're in the car
and
the
I'll just
whole
move.
Time.
But every once in a while, I just don't want to worry about it. And I know that I'm getting out of the car. Cause you're like,
I'm saying if you know you're
never
getting in
getting
the car.
Out. Well, I mean, yeah, theoretically, but you also know you could just drive off if someone comes up.
That's what I'm saying. But in theory,
yes, of course you're
you are still
to.
Using
of
a parking
course,
spot.
Of course you're supposed to pay for it. Yes,
but wouldn't it be crazy if you're a PPA person walking by and you see someone in the seat and write them a ticket?
They do.
That's crazy to
they
me.
They do. That Emily got a ticket while she was sitting in the car.
That's pretty messed up.
Yes. She just didn't notice it. She was like on her phone or whatever, got a ticket. The person came up behind him, gave her a ticket while she was sitting in the car.
What made me think of it is I was pulled
over. They give no, like the PPA, they give no.
No, I know they do.
No,
yeah.
Dude, I got a ticket. I got a yelling match with the PPA. I was delivering pizzas and there's a thing. So when you live, if you ever see, you'll see some Philly, a menu over the license plate. Like you'll put a menu or you'll put a menu coming out of your back trunk.
Why do people do that?
To let PPA people know I'm delivering food.
Oh, I thought it was
to
cover
up your thing.
I didn't know that.
So like I'm delivering food. That's why I'm stopping quickly. I'm just running right out. Here's my menu. So you know that I'm
interesting.
So it's supposed to.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I was inside for 2 minutes. I came out. She's giving me a ticket. It was my freaking birthday. I showed her my lights. I'm like, it's my birthday. She's like, too bad.
Wow.
I wanted to.
So I feel bad for the workers because
human. If you're listening, I hate you.
I do feel bad. They do get put in a tough spot
no,
where
they don't.
Well, I mean, it's their job. Look, your birthday. I agree. One time I fought a ticket. I was like, you couldn't park there between like 10 and 2. And they wrote the ticket at 10:07. 2:07.
Oh, wow.
It
really?
Said on the ticket 2:07. I go to fight at the PPA thing. I sit down and the woman is like, look, like. I hear these things all the time. You're going to have to pay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just look. And so it is wild to write it after the time. So.
Oh, yeah. They care at all. Dude, I was out of town once and my car was in a place where it wasn't. And they gave me a ticket and they were like, well, you can't prove it wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's like, you're right. It was parked out front of my house and I was on vacation.
Yeah.
You're right. I can't prove
so,
it. Like
last thing before we get to yours. So I did the show at the Borgata 3 weeks in a row. Uh-huh. So I'm driving back and forth to Jersey. And there was an issue with the Easy Pass where Easy Pass made a mistake and they ticketed me 3 weeks in a row. So instead of having to pay $1, they were charging me $50, right? It is crazy when other people make a mistake and then I'm the one. So I spent, I'm kidding you not, an hour on hold waiting for these people. I was so annoyed.
I would be.
But anyway, they didn't make me pay. Yeah. But it's just funny how things like that can happen in your life where it's like you've been, have to deal
with
this.
You did everything right.
And now your valuable time is being like altered.
It's tough.
It's helpless.
Poor me. It's the word. I'm with you.
Yes.
Okay. I have a really sweet Zoe thing coming up. But I want to see if you agree with me on this. So I have multiple too, but I'll go with my days of the week rankings.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. So I feel very strongly about
this. Number one.
I think there is two, but I don't think that my number one is the same as others because I think most people would have Saturday number one.
Yeah.
I have Friday number
one. So I actually, here's a funny thing. My initial thought was Friday.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue you don't have to work on Saturday, but I think the excitement of Friday
totally.
Over...
And we work on Saturday. So it does.
True. That's a good point.
We have a show on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, I have Friday.
And Sundays.
Yeah. I have Friday 1, Saturday 2, Sunday 3. I feel like those are pretty inarguable.
I would agree.
Sunday
with that.
Could be lower if it weren't for football season. The half a year brings it up.
Yeah. I think it's definitely.
If it were football all year, it'd be even higher.
I just think simplistically, not everyone has the same work
You're
schedule.
Off.
You don't have work.
You
versus,
don't have work.
Yeah.
It's just, you do have the, oh God, I got work.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
You have the scares.
Okay. So now's where it gets really interesting. I think those three in some order are going to be the top three no matter what.
Okay. So Do you want me to say what I would do next? Or?
Yeah,
go so for I it. Would go Thursday.
I have Thursday. And I think it's a lock.
Yeah,
I think because you got the excitement of the weekend coming. You're coming through the week good.
All right,
I have Wednesday.
I would
next.
Go Wednesday.
Okay,
I would agree
so
with
we
that.
Agree. Now this middle is of where the it week. Gets interesting.
So I think it's not interesting. I think there's a clear. I think there's so obvious what the worst day of the week.
I
is.
Do too.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not Tuesday. Even close. Yeah,
I'm so happy. And
there's
about this.
No. There's no.
I thought this was gonna be a thing. I have Monday then Tuesday last.
There's no redeeming quality about Tuesday.
Tuesday's the worst.
Yeah. There's no. Like, what's the selling point? It's not the first day of the week where you could at least argue if you love your job.
Yeah,
week,
or
whatever.
You see people.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a lot to react for us with.
Yes.
Oh, weekend of sports.
Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. Friday is Friday.
Tuesday
has nothing.
The worst.
Yeah, I agree.
So
with
this makes me so happy.
I'm shocked you thought I would disagree.
I didn't know. I just assumed I case Mondays. Like, everyone's like, Monday's the worst.
No, yeah, Tuesday is easily the worst.
I'm
yeah,
so
like by a wide
I
margin.
I feel really strongly about that. Okay, good. And now this might be the sweetest thing Zoe's ever said to me. I'm not kidding when I say that. It was beyond sweet.
Okay.
So Zoe was she got upset about something and she was crying at some
naturally
point and got over it, whatever. Yep. And she apologized for crying. Like, she's like, I'm sorry I was crying, whatever. I was like, it's no big deal. I cry all the time. So when I took her to Lilo and Stitch, went to the movies, I cried during it. Did I tell you about
wow,
this?
Wow, no, you didn't.
So I cried at the end of Lilo and Stitch.
Almost as
so
good
sweet.
As
it's family
story.
And I'm watching it with Zoe.
Yeah.
And, you know?
No, yeah.
So I welled up. I didn't like bawl, but I got a little like. And Zoe looks at me. She goes, "Dad, are you crying? Stop it!" Like
so,
things.
So I almost cried recently during an episode of Genie in Georgia, but
dude,
I
cried
together.
During like movies.
It's family stuff.
All
family
the,
stuff
yes,
gets me every
it's
time.
Family
yes,
stuff. This yes. Lilo and Stitch is literally the end.
Yes.
It's all about family.
Agreed.
Stitch Day. All things so sweet. So I go to Zoe. I'm like, oh, it's okay. You know, like I cry all the time, you know,
right.
No big deal. And then Zoe goes, and I said, I cried at Lilo and Stitch. And Zoe goes, yeah, but I cry when I don't get something I want. You cry when you see something beautiful.
Wow. That is very nice.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I'm not going to cry right now. But
it's very, it is
say.
Very, yeah, it's very sweet.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So
that was very nice.
Yeah. Shocking. Me
very deep thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So agreed. I was expecting some sassy retort and instead it was the sweetest
well,
thing ever.
It's funny how kids say stuff like that. I remember my brother when he was, I don't know, probably around Zoe's age, he was asked to write down what the best day of his life has been. And he wrote down, the best day of my life is the days that have yet to come. I'm like, wow.
So
right? Like, it's like, how do they think of these? You know what kids say? The darndest,
darndest
things.
Things.
The darndest things.
That's
the
right.
Darndest
Jeff
things.
Jeff Foxworthy had it right.
You have a final thought?
Well, I just did two. I did the days of the week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
I
my
have
bad.
More if you want.
Well, no,
more.
No, because normally you do Zoe and then, yeah, you're right.
I know I did. I saved Zoe for the end because it was so sweet. The other, yeah, anyway, I'll save
so
it.
We have to wrap up the pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
a survey.
We got a survey.
So
for everyone to fill out. Now, like, look, you don't have to fill it out. This is, you know, but we would love it
yes.
if you could help us out. If you care about the pod, if you listen to the pod, we're just looking for some feedback. Kind of.
Well, I think too, we say it a lot, but there is nothing we care about more than like the listeners and
yeah,
the
that's
calls.
It.
It's
the
just the honesty
of the truth,
right?
It's the whole reason we do
so.
The
we try
we
to
talk all the time, Eagles anyway, to each other. Like
yes.
we're good with that.
We try to interact with as many as we can. But this, if you are a regular listener of the pod, or if you're a new listener of the pod, and there is an idea you have, something that you think would make the pod better, something
yep.
that we do,
or
that,
something you hate,
yeah,
something
ideally
you love.
Nothing too negative.
Don't be too mean.
Yeah, come on.
You know, our boss
where it's like
yeah,
constructive
stuff.
Criticism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm a big believer in like the. Is
we're
it a
attaboy people.
Compliment sandwich
we're,
where it's
yeah.
like, you're so awesome. Here's what I'd fix. But remember, yeah, you're
we're
awesome.
We're just attaboy people.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're going to respond to attaboys more than kick.
Well, and here's the cool part of it. So the link to the survey is in the pod description. It takes 2 minutes. I've seen it. But take time and think about it. So click it, fill it out. And if you do, you're entered to win a prize. We have Go Birds t-shirts.
Ooh.
So very cool. Yeah. And I've seen them. I know you guys have not seen them as much yet.
Very exciting.
Yeah, they're very cool. And now here's what I'll say. Even if you are a first-time listener of the pod and you're debating, after this episode, maybe you're not sticking around.
Yeah,
it's
this
been
is
a good one,
a,
though.
This is not
a
normal episode.
Yeah.
Not, there was very little Eagles.
No
talk
Eagles. It's pretty much just us episode.
But normally
but even if you're not going to end up being a Go Birds regular, the shirts are very cool.
Yeah.
Like Kelly Green. Like so go fill the survey out. Let us know some things we can change and get a t-shirt.
Yeah, and we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd be very
you
nice
know,
of you
free,
to know.
Free content,
yes.
you know, all that. You don't have to pay for this. So.
No, it takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean the pod itself.
Oh, yes,
hours and 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 hours of free content. So,
yes.
you know.
Fill it out. And honestly, we're very, I'll speak for myself. I think you are as well.
We're
I'm
with,
very impressionable.
Yeah.
Like if so,
oh, yeah.
so
you're much more impressionable
I'm very
than I
impressionable.
Am.
Yeah. So if someone gives an idea, there's a good chance
it
we're going to strongly consider
yeah,
it.
That's yeah. true. Yeah. You, Elliot will just be in on it.
You know, I just realized the R in the Go Birds logo looks like a tooth.
You're right. It does.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Wow. Great logo, though.
A little bit of a molar.
I like that. Yeah, a little molar. Yeah. I like that. And on that, he's Adam James.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.